didn't do sting. It.
I don't know what the sting didn't work last week, everyone. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're right. Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my good friend,
Mrs. Berry. Hello, everyone.
Hello to all our new listeners. Why do we have new listeners?
Because our beautiful friend, Noreen Young, who called Mrs. Woog a sour cunt.
Yep.
Was that what it was? No, a sad cunt.
Yeah, so that's two C words in the first 30 seconds, yep. Honestly, and we won't say it again.
I'm not making any promises whatsoever. If you are a delicate flower, that's probably your warning. But
this might not be the podcast for you.
So Noreen was on The Drum earlier this week on ABC TV with the incredible Julia Baird, who if I ever actually met her in person, I would be struck dumb because she's just such an incredible journalist and writer.
I'll come back to something about Julia Baird in a minute.
Okay, I'll just bow down before her. Also, she has a dog that was meant to be like a medium-sized dog, like a schnoodle or a, you know, cavoodle or a labradoodle or something. And instead, what she actually seems to have is a very hairy Shetland pony.
They were discussing a book by Ginny Mansberg.
Oh, yeah, sorry, back to the actual story. Sorry.
Called The M-Word, which is a book that's recently come out, and it is possibly...
You talked about it, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
And we talked about it.
She sent it to me.
Talking over you, sorry.
I should have bought my cattle prod. Anyway, go and get this book. It's about everything menopause, but it's not... It's written in a way that you don't get... lost. It's very good, and you can flick through it. You're like, I'm going to kill someone today, and it will have a chapter on why do you feel like you need to do that.
It doesn't give you actually tips and tricks as to how to kill someone.
No, it tells you why you're thinking that way. There's lots of books out there.
Will not recommend.
It's a great book. Thank you, Ginny. We're going to try and get you on the show soon. Julia Baird. Now, I just want to. Okay, how can I say this? During the week, I wrote a piece on,
Hello, yes.
Yes.
Use your words.
I can't, you know how you got the brain fog. I'm day yes. two, mate. Give me a break. Karen. I wrote a piece on Karen and how, I said something about Karen a few weeks ago and I got an email from a lady called Karen and she said, I want to know why there's all this Karen bashing about. So I did some research and I wrote during the week about Karen. And an open apology to Karen because it's not their fault. And if you were born in the 60s, there's a high chance your name was Karen.
Or Susan.
Or Becky.
Oh, right.
And so I wrote a piece. And today in the Sydney Morning Herald, she's gone one up and written a piece about Karen, which is actually really good and sensible and not stupid.
Oh.
But I do like to think that she took...
She was inspired?
Inspired because I had quite a few people contacting me going, oh my God. And I'm like, well, she's probably taken 3 weeks to write that. That's just a coincidence. But we all get our inspiration from somewhere.
We do. And do you know there's actual research that shows about how we do that? Because often when a musician will end up saying, you stole my song or you... And the other musician is legitimately like, I did not. But that we put all those things down in our brain.
Yeah.
On such a subconscious level that we don't realise.
No, you store an idea away and all of a sudden it will come up. I mean, but my column, to be honest, was inspired by an email I got.
Yes. It's very similar to the time I said to the Wasband, I really want to make a movie, okay, like, because, you know, I'm quite ambitious.
Dream big.
I want to write, like, imagine a movie, like, about the world... Like a world through the eyes of an ant, like, and you know, that they have families and dramas and all the, you know, stuff that happens to them. And literally, 3 months later, out came the movie Ants. DreamWorks totally stole my idea. Totally.
Because it would only take 3 months to make a movie.
Make an animation. 3 months? Knock that together in an afternoon.
How was your week, Kim?
Oh, it was a big week. Last week was an intense week, and then this week was busy. It involved a little bit of travel for work that I don't understand why I do not look like Twiggy or Elle Macpherson or whoever the thinnest current wellness influencer looks like. For the amount that I sweated in the, I don't know, however many hours I was there, 12 or something.
So where were you?
I went to Lismore.
Yeah.
So
humidity factor?
Oh, I don't know, 4,000%. It was, and it was raining, like not and not drizzle, like torrential rain.
Like you could have been in Nam.
Yeah. It was also
raining now.
Yeah, I think that's why Oscar's bringing your washing in one-handed, because God help him if he uses the hand where the thumb doesn't work. The rest of the hand doesn't work either, apparently. Yeah, so I had to be at the airport at 7, so we were leaving at 5:30. But for some reason, Rob was faffing around, and I just took my eye off the prize and was just making lunches, even though there was and no time for
let's
lunches.
Let's be honest, you're not known for your punctuality.
I know, but airport stuff, mostly, I'm very good. Anyway, so we didn't leave until 6:15. I had to, the plane was leaving at 7. And I went,
yeah, no.
This is not good. And then I basically just drove like a rally driver.
Mm.
And we got from Narrabeen to Sydney Airport in 45 minutes.
Unheard of.
Unheard of. Mind you, like Rob was just like, I was only scared for a few bits. Anyway, so then I just cut in on the line through security. This woman hissed at me that there was a line, and I was just like,
did you say, yeah, no shit, Karen?
I know. It was just like, she was wearing clothes and colours and patterns that fought. I couldn't even engage. And then I got on the plane, and I swear for pretty much the entire, like, hour and a half to Brisbane, no, Gold Coast, I just sweated. Like, it just poured off me like a tap. And then it didn't stop. Like, the whole day, it was just like, I don't know how to actually even articulate it. It wasn't like you'd get, like, a little thing and a trickle. It was like my whole body was just like water being pushed out through a, I don't know what. It was really, it actually made me quite anxious, which, of course, then made it worse. Factory tour. I'm sitting in the back of a fucking minivan interviewing a CEO, and then sweat and sweat and sweat. It's just not, it wasn't
for
great.
For those who are new, Kim edits a food and
beverage manufacturing trade.
And I am a trophy wife.
Yes, this is correct. She is a published author and incredibly incredibly sexual personal lifestyle blogger.
Sexual? You need to show you my bra.
Well, it's better than a lot of those beige ones that you're normally wearing. Although you are in coral. I mean, you are one of those people that can actually wear coral. I can't, that's not my colour.
Colour is not your colour.
No. Blue or navy blue or black. Anyway, that was Wednesday. And that sort of really, I think, it was just a really big day. And then we had an invite to the opening of a swanky bar, which was actually through Rob, not through me. So he kind of had to go because his workmates had invited him. So we did that. Then we went to Mr. Wong, which is...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The scene of my Bali belly hangover.
What?
So I got off the plane, went straight to a family event at Mr. Wong's.
Yeah.
And before I'd gotten on the flight at Denpasar, I thought, I'm going to have a little cheeky gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you reckon...
The ice.
The ice.
So by the time I got to Mr. Wong's and they said, oh, would you like a drink? And I said, no. And they all looked at me as if... Like
what's happened?
What's happened to her?
Yeah. I didn't know she'd gone on health retreat.
All the delicious food kept coming out and I was like, And then, yeah.
So Rob and I went after the drinks. I've never been. Because I have a funny thing with Merivale.
Yeah.
Because I kind of think...
You know they're not paying their staff properly.
Well, aren't they?
No, I don't know. They all don't.
No.
It seems.
But I just always think it's all very cookie cutter. You know, but then you actually go to a Merivale venue and you go, fuck, they know their shit. Like, this is exactly what people want and the food's amazing and, I mean, it's expensive.
Let's not give him any more press, please.
So it's Chinese, if anyone's wondering.
But fancy Chinese.
Fancy Chinese. And Rob and I were a bit hungry, so ordered enough for probably 6 people.
Yeah.
But that was really lovely. And then I got home and went, all of that was a bad idea. I should have come home straight from the airport and gone to bed.
Because you're already quite hysterical.
I was, because I'd only had 3.5 hours sleep the night before.
And I even remember messages you saying, go home.
Yes, you did. And it was Thursday last week that I had the hysterical tears breakdown because I was too tired. So now I've done it 2 weeks in a row. So basically I've formed a habit. Anyway,
And that's coming from me, who likes to be tucked up 99 by 9:30.
Yes, very. You're very sensible. Okay, now.
Do you want to know how my week was?
No, not yet. Because I wanted to say one more. I just wanted to say one thing about the concept of travelling for work. Because I used to always be really envious of people that got to travel for work. I used to think, oh my God, imagine getting flown places for your job. Like, how amazing. And then I used to always feel for my friends who had husbands who travelled for work and that they just got to swan off and go and do la-di-da and, you know. And now I realise, that's bullshit. It just wrecks you. It wrecks you.
Wrecks you. We've got a rule in this house because Mr. Wu used to do a Melbourne day a trip, and he'd come home and he'd be just like, so now the rule is if you do have to do an interstate trip, it's an overnighter.
Yeah.
Either the night before or the night after because it's too much.
Well, actually, my boss is like, that's her sort of rule as well. But we both decided that just go for the day because I was coming back. I was meant to arrive back in Sydney.
Must be so interesting for you.
I was meant to arrive back in Sydney at like 4:30, and then the flight was delayed.
Of course it was.
Because storms, of course, because we're in the fucking tropics. And it was just like, And apparently a plane that afternoon, a Jetstar, was cancelled after he tried to land 3 times. Can you imagine being in that plane and trying to land 3 times and then pulling out again?
Yeah.
Not great. Anyway, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I think the low light was when I had an absolute hissy fit in the middle of canteen duty because it was that hot.
You told me that you had a word with a student.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring that up because that wasn't a finer point.
Do not finest moment.
Someone a fuck word. And I was standing next to the pie, serving pies, sweating. Poor Mrs. Goodman had an actual 100% A++++ hot flush. So we had to pop her into the cooler room for a bit because she was not well. Like, she was purple.
Shit.
Yeah. Whereas I just, like, at one point everyone was barging into me and I said, too many people, go away. And I had my tongs in the air. Wasn't my finest moment.
Here's a tip, high schools.
Put a cool room in.
With
a couch in it. Because we're mothers of teenagers are mid-40s, and it's not nice to stand next to a pie oven.
Someone made an interesting comment Vicky made it, actually, saying that she doesn't get so much of the mood swings and the rage, but she basically constantly feels like she's in an oven. Whereas some women who get the rage and the mood swings don't get as many hot flushes. Well, I'm going to research this week.
I'm the full gamut.
You encompass. Well, that's because you're the valedictorian of perimenopause. I just bow down in the shadow of your glory of perimenopausalness.
I get the hot flushes, I get the murderous mood swings. But you know what? I'll tell you a funny story what happened to me this week. It was only yesterday morning and it was after school and I was lying on my bed in the air conditioning because it was very warm.
Yes.
And the kids came through the back door.
Yes.
The big one came into my room and, how was your day? And I was sitting there eating like handfuls of Chicos, you know, the chocolate jelly.
Yes. I saw you eating those and I had to go out and buy some.
I know. And influencer.
And our new guy in our team is American. He's never even heard of them. And I gave him one and he was like, oh my God.
Can we
sorry, back
put
to
down
you.
In our notes, approach Chico's.
Okay.
Anyway, my kids are so attuned with me now that he said to me, period. I went, yes. Because they notice, because I don't eat sweets and lollies and I don't drink sugary drinks and all that stuff. But like when I'm like a day or two before my period, I will get in my mind something and I will go and get it. And then they will notice like some Fanta in the fridge.
Yeah. And they'll like, go.
Period. Yes.
They'll go red flag.
You're not the most.
But I bet they don't then do things to help you. Like they
they notice.
Oh, they
keep
do.
Away. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they just keep away. Oh, they but they don't away. Do things like make dinner without you asking.
No. The little one does that. I'll come back to that in a minute because I'm seriously might as well be dating the deputy principal at our local high school. The amount of times I've spoken to him and it's been 3 weeks. Three times in 3 weeks. Someone needs to seriously have an attitude adjustment.
Oh.
But I want to just finish off the Chico stories by saying, after I'd eaten a whole packet of Chicos, just the handfuls, like Like, I was Pac-Maning those. And I was sucking down the juices and, oh, can we go and get some? I'll send someone up to get some now. Because fuck you, twisties. Anyway, I look on the back of the packet.
Laxative effect.
No.
Oh.
Serving suggestion.
Two?
Four.
Four.
That is what they consider a healthy serving suggestion.
I'd eat more than four in one go, no, like in one mouthful.
I was doing was like mainlining six in each cheek at one point.
They've got the best texture.
I know, and then people are like, ew, and I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't you lolly shame me.
I do love a chico. Chicos. Hey, on the same theme, for a number of months now, I've just had this hankering in the afternoon at work. You know, I have like a cup of tea at 3 o'clock. And I've always just like wanted a bicky, but nothing fancy. Like, I just want like an arrowroot.
Which is basically baby food, you know that?
Yeah.
I remember when you had babies and you'd give them an arrowroot and they'd be them done for half an hour.
I know, yeah. Well, that's when they first came back into the house. Was suddenly you just go, well, you had arrowroots as a kid, so you give them to your kids as a kid. And then you have one and they go, fuck, that's a good biscuit.
With butter on it.
Well, you can do butter. I'm quite happy with them plain. And so,
bit dry.
So I was having a chat with my colleague Doris, and I said,
Doris,
yeah,
Doris.
She's young,
excellent,
but she's a wog. So her parents wanted to call her Dolores, and her brother, who's 10 years older than her, just went, no, you can't call her Dolores, but I like Doris, and so they called her Doris.
And what did she have to say when you?
Anyway, so I said an arrow. She goes, oh, and I said, oh, maybe a Nice biscuit.
What are the Nice biscuits?
They're the ones with the sugar.
Okay, right.
And because you pronounce it Nice, like a French
nice
city. Nice.
Even though it's called
you don't
nice.
Say it's nice. It's a nice
Nice. It's a nice biscuit.
I trotted down to our local Woolworths at work. What a shit show. Total shit show. There was milk coffee. Now, arrowroots. Arnott's have to have a good long, hard look at themselves. And they've just been taken over. So I'm hoping there's a little look at what the product range is. Bugger off with the milk coffee and put the arrowroot back into there.
If they even so look at the caramel crown line.
Oh, I don't think anyone would look at the caramel crown line. I haven't had a caramel crown in years.
Do you know how good they are?
No, not really.
Mint slice?
Oh, they're my favourite.
Yeah.
Do you like bite around the edge of the mint slice and then try and get the chocolate off the top of the mint and then eat it like a proper person? Anyway,
you get the top deck, do you eat the white top off the top and then the bottom? That noise?
I don't know. What noise? It's the aircon.
It's not the buffering. Hang on, let me just...
What buffering?
That's the dog barking. Anyway. Train of thought is lost.
I know. So I went to a lot of different places. And, no arrowroot. So I had to go back to the Woolworths and I got some Scotch fingers, and which were actually really quite good. I'd forgotten that a Scotch finger is quite nice.
Do you know what I like? Ginger nuts.
Oh, ginger nuts are great. They didn't have those either.
I can't do that because I'm getting root canal at the moment.
So yes. Well, that's the thing now. I don't need a ginger nut anymore because I'm 47 and my teeth are going to fall out.
Well, you know, I'm also obsessed with the Haribo wine gums. I can't have them either because I've got too many fillings. God, we've talked about food a lot.
I know. The final word on that is we got the Scotch fingers and the milk coffees and they're just perfect. You just have a milk coffee like with a cup of tea and it's good. Anyway... Scotch fingers, though, they're little now.
Odd.
I reckon they've taken about a quarter of the size off them, probably like 3 grams, but it feels like a quarter. Do you know what else I did this week?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I bought 2 sleeveless dresses.
Good. Oh, thank God. Now, can we just talk about this for a second? Because I'm a big advocate of getting the gums out, right? Because it's too hot. We are too old and we are too sweaty. And for some reason, so many people are frightened of wearing sleeveless tops because they're worried their arms look like ham hocks. And I say to you...
Mine do.
I say to you, who cares? We don't live in a climate that doesn't, like...
I know.
Like, and so tell us about your dresses, but keep it short.
Yeah, so I bought 2, and one of them's green.
Keep it short, sleeved.
One of them's green. Everyone lost their ever-loving mind about it, loved it, wore it to Lismore. All I got all day, despite my whinging and like, holy fuck, I'm so hot, all anyone said was, oh, that colour on you, oh, you look so good, oh, that's amazing. So that was very lovely. Thank you, everyone, for your love.
But then
and then the other one, though, which I knew it was brown. I knew it was brown. I didn't realise how brown. And I wasn't going to get it, but I was like, no, I need some sleeveless dresses. I'm dying. Because this was quite soon after the tears last week of crying because I was so hot and my body was just so hot.
Did you not buy the Dick Duper ones?
No, because they didn't have my size. Oh. I know.
No XXS.
No. Yeah, no. It's just when they stop, like, you know, they've just got to think about all bunny sizes. Yes. So, I pulled the brown one out of the packet and just went, oh boy, that's like brownie uniform brown. Like
it wasn't taupe. It wasn't.
It was mission brown.
Mission brown.
Mission brown. It is the emoji poo brown. And I put it on, and of course it's A-line. So I literally looked like a human poo emoji.
And someone wasn't afraid to let her know.
Oh, I knew. I was just like, I think this is right. And then Rob actually said it out loud. He went, it looks a little bit like poo emoji. And I was like, oh, that's done.
Sticking to the theme of food and beverage, we're going to do a booze review now. Kim is a bit sick today, but I know that she will
always power through. Do it.
So I'm going to put this on our stories now.
Oh, okay.
Booze reviews is when I choose a particular brand of thusly undrunk. And I put it in a sock.
And again, this is a bit of a favourite sock. I'm a delicate fucking flower.
Delicate fucking flower. So now, without opening, she has to open the top of the thing, squeeze it, open it, smell it, taste it. This is all happening live.
Ooh.
Initial thoughts?
It smells a little bit like Pinocline.
Okay, and having a sip. Oh, and a glug.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit like a pine. It's a bit like a pine lime.
Pine lime. Well, you sort of look like you're enjoying it. So, would you like to unveil to everyone what it is for this week's booze? Stop it! This week's booze reviews is, drum roll, please. Oh, I don't. Hang on. You have to stop because it stopped. This is also fascinating.
Oh, you're recording.
Okay, take it off and let's go. This week's booze reviews is brought to you by Vodka Cruiser
Lemon Lime.
Zesty Lemon Lime.
It's actually quite nice.
Do you know what? I've never had a Vodka Cruiser before.
Okay, mind blown. Really?
Yes, I have never had a Vodka Cruiser, so I'm excited about this.
I used to buy them when I had Oscar, or maybe just the two little boys, and I'd buy them and then just get...
It's a bit different from...
royally hammered.
It's a bit different from last week where we had French champagne, but we're going back to our roots.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. How have I not told you this yet?
Hang on, let me just...
Oh, slam it down like the Solo man.
Well, that because it tastes like Solo.
Yeah.
No wonder you see so many of those in parks. That's delicious.
It is actually very nice. It's only 4.6%, you know.
Mm. Vodka Cruiser Lemon Lime can recommend.
Guess what happened in our house this week?
What?
I have air conditioning in my bedroom. Like...
Now that to me is like very exciting news because we're only going to talk about this for a minute because we've already covered off you sweating for most of the podcast.
Yes.
Tell us how that came about and what happened.
Rob got sad at seeing how miserable I was all the time in the heat. And he was like, this is ridiculous. And then we went to one of our craft brewery places that we like called Nomad last weekend, and they had an aircon, and I was sitting under it, and he walked back from the bar and he was like, look at you. Look at how happy you are. And I was like, what? And he goes, you're just cool. And I was like, has it been that long that you haven't seen me? Like,
happy?
Anyway, so the guy came over on Thursday. And just a very inappropriate comment, but Northern Beaches tradies, am I right?
I've heard.
Ah, right. Anyway.
When they're not stoned, they're surfing.
But let me just tell you, they scream like a girl when they drill through the water main and it pours out all over them and all over my bedroom. Anyway, it's all fine. It's all fine.
This is why
the plumber came.
You should never go with the lowest quality.
No, we've used him before. He's a wonderful, lovely guy. And
apparently quite hot.
And yeah, and his offsider was just like, Hi. Like, just...
That's like Nerilee's neighbour across the road.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, when he gets his shirt off and mows, she rings everyone. We are disgusting. I'm oh, so sorry.
This is such reverse sexism, but we have hundreds, we have millennia to catch up on.
Well, you know what? It's about time we clap
back. It's millennia that we have to catch up on.
So come at us.
Yeah. Yeah, don't at us. And so anyway, yes, so there's a little issue about water in the bedroom, but it's all fine. And now, like... Today, I went up there and the curtains were drawn and the aircon was on and it was like a cooler room. It was like a black box cooler room.
That's what I live in.
And I just went in there and I just lay down. And Rob came up later and he goes, I made you a retreat. And I went, you so did. It's just perfect.
I just don't think you can live in our climate now without air conditioning, which is just awful because it means that we're using power, which means that...
I know. It's a vicious cycle, but... Yeah.
But it's an air conditioning and you know, cycle.
And you know... And you know me and my whole, you know, environmental thing. But, yeah, I'm sorry. As I drink through a straw and have two air conditioning units in my house, yeah, just talk to yourselves. Talk to your hand or something, whatever that line is. Okay, another big story. We took the Berry bus in for a service this week.
Yes.
And we said to the guys, you need to tell us straight, like how long has she got? What do we need to do?
The Berry bus is a very old black...
She's 12.
It's a bit like the pedo van.
Yeah, it's a transporter. Yeah. It's a but it's not. It is not a multivan. It is the version before the multivan. So it's not... There is nothing fancy about it. It's basically a commercial vehicle that they just sort of put some modifications on, right? It's got plastic flooring, which I actually wanted. But yeah, she's 6 months older than Grover, so she's almost 13 years
towards
old.
Towards the end of her.
And there's a few things going on with her, you know, like the...
I like these cruises.
I know. The central locking sort of sometimes works. Some lights come on the dash that we don't really seem to know why. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, she's...
Get to the point.
So he said, look, you could spend $10,000 to $15,000 on this vehicle. And he said, and then you'd probably have to spend it all again. Like, as this and this, and this. You really need to start looking. So, the Berry bus is on its way out. And the quest now for the Barchamobile is on.
What's the Barchamobile?
It's the Berry Archamobile.
The Barchamobile.
So, if anyone has some hot tip, and this is, okay, this is the quandary.
Get a Toyota.
I want a Toyota, and I'm like, we still need to be able to fit everyone.
Toyota Kaluga.
No, because the seventh, the back row of seats is too small for adults. Can't fit adults in it.
If you've got an idea of what sort of car Kim could get, or if you are indeed a car dealership who'd like to sponsor the, what's it called? The
Barchamobile.
The Barchamobile. Get in touch with our publicist, Sawhol.
Yeah.
I think we're...
I want a Toyota Tarago.
Well, just get one.
And like, we've... do you know they don't make them anymore?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
You're not going to buy a brand new car anymore.
No. It's just going to... No. Stupid. Yeah. No. Get us something secondhand. And I found one, but it's in Dubbo.
Because you've never been afraid of a road trip before.
No, I've never been afraid
of a road trip. Just take the Berry bus up to Dubbo.
He goes, do you want to do a trade-in? And I went, I said, I really hadn't actually thought of it. I kind of just thought we'd drive her off a cliff. I didn't actually think anyone would want anything of her.
Or take her wheels up and put her up on cinder blocks on your front lawn.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how much Mum would love that? Oh, God. Anyway, so, yeah, everyone, you are here. You have heard it first. The Berry bus. She's...
Do you know talking about cars is akin to talking about
your dreams?
Yeah, so can we just stop it?
Okay. What about when you're sick? What's your favourite food or your comfort or the thing that you go to when you're sick?
Last week I had lots of friends drop food around to me because of my ongoing teeth issue. So I'd have to say Nerilee's Greek stew, which you've had.
Yes, delicious.
The Mrs. Goodman's chicken noodle soup.
I'm making that when I go home this afternoon.
And I like a bit of Dirty Bird.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. But I like that when I'm not sick too.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Chicos.
It's kind of weird that when I do actually get really sick, I crave, like, I want junk food.
Yeah.
And I think it's because your body doesn't have to process it.
Yeah. Like it's a so processed. Shake.
Like just a cheeseburger.
Oh, well, you know.
Well, that's a given. You know, I can mainline one of those every day. But A Vegemite toast.
Yeah, good.
Vegemite toast. Love it. And fruit. I just want fruit and Vegemite toast.
Yep.
Random.
And vodka cruiser lemon lime zesty.
And those vodka lemon lime taste zesty lemon limes are... Oh, and one last thing before we go on to reader's questions. My God, have I hogged the mic
yes,
today?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
The switchboard is lighting up.
On the list. On the list this week.
Kim talks too much.
Inappropriate seasonal clothing. So it rained in Sydney last week. It rained a lot. Our dams are now bursting and we, you know, blah, blah, blah. So women are suddenly getting around in coats and scarves. Okay. And it's just, like, no, it just rained and it's overcast. That doesn't mean it's cold.
Actually, shut up and look at the women who are wearing the coats and scarves. They're young. They're not our age. They're young people who equate with rain with coldness. Whereas I was walking around wearing a singlet and hot pants.
Oh, how is Huffy Puffy this week?
Oh, back to Huffy Puffy. Huffy Puffy is my personal trainer, whose name is Karen. And, can't really walk well. No. Walking like the Tin Man. But good, thanks for asking, but that's also really boring.
Really?
I don't like talking about exercise.
No, I guess not.
Only if I have an accident.
Well, it was quite good that you were lying down so you didn't vomit. I like that.
Yes, I had to do that afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to readers' questions, and this is one of our favourite parts of the show because we get to pretend that we know shit. And we are going to try and get through as many as we can.
Are we? I thought you were going to, like, select some.
Well, we didn't do that. Julia asks, how do you keep the magic alive in your long-term relationship? It is harder with teenagers. It is harder with teenagers than toddlers as they know what we were up to.
Well, I've only been with Rob for 3.5 years, so...
No, what she's saying is...
You can't go and have sex during the day. You just root. Like, the teenagers, they know. Who cares?
We've got a code. It's called we're having a financial meeting.
Really?
Everyone knows what that means.
Really?
Because I don't feel like doing it at night because I want to sleep.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, I'm just popping off to Dad to have a financial meeting with Dad. But my kids are out all the time as well. I mean, you know, so with toddlers it's easy because you just pull a chair in front of the door and you'll go away. But with teenagers, mine are just never
home. No, just talk about it. Just have it out there.
I know, and then they can cringe and they'll never be home. Sonia, yeah. Congrats on the new members. You two should be proud. Building an army of sweaty, ranting, powerful, sleepy, sometimes bloated women.
Yes.
Get out doesn't stand a chance. I tell you what, I love you, Sonia, because I loved this comment. And if you've watched The Handmaid's Tale, you will know exactly what the name, because we are conniving.
Yes. I'm still only on the second episode, but I love it.
That's disappointing.
Yes, Sonia, that's so true. It is. It's like our sweaty, ranty army.
I know.
Sweaty, ranty, powerful army.
We won't be beaten.
That should be our theme song.
We won't be beaten.
But I don't know what the rest of the song's about.
I think it's something about macho. Anyway.
Okay, that's fine.
Diane, the humidity, how I hate that word. Oh. While sweating in my coolest cotton t-shirts, wet with sweat adhered to my back in the kitchen last night, I expressed with my husband my deep misery. I'm so hot and sweaty, I'm over this heat. And his cocky replied, wearing a lightweight jumper. I'll come off it. It's cool tonight. I raged at him like a devil. I won't give details.
No jury will convict you, Diane.
Is he a moron?
Look, one of my things, and this is what I was talking to Noreen about before she went on the drum, I said, what would be really helpful, A, we're all starting to talk about it, rather than just trying to battle through it on our own, but there's enough out there now that our partners and our children and our friends, instead of when we're doing whatever we're doing, when we're not coping, whether that's completely flying off the handle and being irrational or just sweating and crying in a corner, is what can I do to help you feel better? Mm. What can I do to make this better? Don't sit there and roll your eyes at her and just go, oh, you know, she's still complaining about the weather. What can I do? Like, he could get in the fucking kitchen and maybe wash up or maybe make dinner.
Or maybe just go, God, I'm so sorry.
Yes. I'm so sorry, honey. Oh, let me get you a wet washer to put on the back of your neck.
Yeah. We need to educate.
We've got to, yeah. Okay.
Insomnia from Mari. Okay, we've gone over this a few times, but we'll go over it again. Waking up at 2 a.m., staring at the ceiling until 4. Any holistic remedies? No way.
Jesus, just throw as many drugs as you can,
Mari. But she can't do drugs and be dopey the next day.
Well, oh, that's a point, yeah.
Okay, so if I have to be on the next day, so I can't go and just take a nip of scotch and a rest of it.
Yes.
I try not to panic.
Yes.
The worst thing you can do is start going, holy shit, I can't sleep, blah, blah, blah. Just remember we're awake.
Yeah. And we talked about this the other week about
try
the...
Try and clear your mind. Try not to think.
Some of the meditation music and just put it on next to your pillow, just on soft.
Try and get out of your own head. Who else is loving... I love this from Lisa. Who else is loving 2020 except for the humidity? Of course, 2018, 2019 sucked ass. Way better. Well, last year sucked ass for me too. So this year's quite early on. The summer, I've got to say, was the shittest on record. We need a do-over. That summer was just
bushfires. But personally, how was it?
Last year was shit. So far, I'm great. Absolutely great. I got my mojo back. I'm writing again.
Yep.
Gotten back into... All my friends have come back from their overseas holiday.
Yep.
My routine is back. And so, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. What about you?
Yeah. I know, same thing.
Who are we?
I don't know. But mind you, we're only 6 weeks in. I mean, if we've peaked early, then we're screwed. Okay. Virginia says... Bosses who are perfectly comfortable with 7:30 p.m. meetings.
Fuck that.
What the fuck? So you do your dough with the personal trainer. What? Do I wear full lycra to 7:30 p.m. meetings and do my squats during a lull in proceedings? Virginia, I have no idea what is going on here. Maybe you work from home and they're scheduling a meeting late, but then you go to the meeting. I don't know. But yeah, 7:30 meetings, not allowed.
No, not allowed.
Negatory. Fresh member. Hello, Fran.
Fran.
Right.
Go.
Hi, Fran. I'm a fresh member. Yay.
Yay.
I'm keen to know how I know if I'm menopausal. I'm 49, suffering from all over the shop periods, even though I have a marina. Mm-hmm. I pretty much cried my way through winter, which is highly unusual. I have the world's stiffest neck and back and appear to be heading back into a state of anxiety.
Okay, right.
Ugh, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. I don't have hot flushes, though. Do people get blood tests to check their hormones? Will that tell me for sure? How do you know otherwise?
Yep, go to your GP, get a full blood work done.
So, Fran, yep, just what Woogsy said, but also irregular periods... Really teary and hormonal.
Anxiousness.
A rise in anxiety.
Yeah, that's all.
Stiff joints.
Yep.
That
all tells me.
You don't necessarily need to get hot flushes. And I just bow down before them. I don't know how their bodies don't hate them that much. Don't get hot flushes. So that's good. But the thing with the blood tests is that I hear mixed responses to that because your hormones change all the time.
Yep.
And so sometimes... Some people say, oh, the blood test doesn't really tell you anything. But then others go, oh, yes, you're well and truly into. So
the other thing to remember, Fran, is that it's so different for every single individual person. It's not like you're coming down with the chicken pox where you don't feel well and then you spew and then you get pox all over you. Like, it's so different from woman to woman.
Yeah.
So it's really frustrating.
And it's also this really slow burn, you know. So you might just have a couple of things... But then in hindsight, you go, oh, my God, I've been having that for like a year or 18 months. But it's only once they start accumulating that you go, I'm perimenopausal. Mm. But I would definitely go and just see your GP as a starting point, particularly when we're talking about the stuff of you saying heading back into a state of anxiety. So that obviously means that you've been there before. And a rise in anxiety can be a really big issue for women in their when they're heading into menopause and perimenopause.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive...
Because your hormones are just fluctuating so wildly.
And your body's trying to trick your brain.
Yeah, yeah. So really, and this is something else, and I think someone else said this in the comments as well. If your GP dismisses you, you go to another GP. Like, Do not let that GP make you think that you're an idiot or that you're overreacting or that you're being a hypochondriac or there's nothing wrong. You're complaining about something that's completely normal. That is not okay. Once you are in our age range and you are feeling these things, they're very real and you do not need to be suffering them in some sort of martyrdom to women. Moving on. Helen, I just need a bit of love, guys. I've had a very up and down time lately.
What's wrong with your reading today?
I don't know. Told my boss about something I was feeling about at work, self-harm, which scared me and sent me to the doctor. I've used up all my sick and annual leave and now have to have a doctor's appointment to see if I am fit for work. I know the boss is doing the right thing and I am happy to go to the doctor, etc. I just need some reassurance. Oh, Helen, all our love to you.
Helen, so many people are in the same boat.
Yeah. And I think your boss actually is doing the right thing. They actually have your well-being.
You're obviously quite valued at where you are.
Yeah.
And just, you know, take the time out just to look
at. And I know that if you've used up your sick leave and stuff and that's going to be, you know, financially this could be pushing you into some place, but you need to look after you first. It doesn't, you can't go back to work and then not actually be able to work. Like, that's defeating yourself. So, so please, Helen, look after yourself and please keep talking to those professionals that you need to talk to. CJM, more than likely old news and something I've missed, but can we have a quick history lesson on how you guys met? Did you go to school together? Only known each other for 10 years? Uni? I'm putting my money on school friends. And what was the instant that cemented the friendship when you each knew that you had met your crew? Has there ever been any stresses in the friendship where one or both of you have had to apologise deeply? My jam is relationships and what makes them work, repair, begin, falter. Just curious. University. I was terrified of her.
The year was 1992 when two bright-eyed and bushy-tailed strangers.
North Shore private school girls.
Sprinted up the hill, stopped for a quick cheeseburger at Lithgow and went to the same university where we had not previously met before.
No. And then we were friends. We had common friends. That was how Woozy was in residential dorms with them.
Yes.
And then I was in another one, but I was in the club doing the same course as the others. So that's how we met. Terrified of her, she seemed to have her life completely together. I was very, like, and just seemed really confident and, I don't know, just, like, she was just strong and just willful and I just was so scared. And then we left uni and we sort of lost touch and then we both were at a blogging information conference-y day. It was like a two-hour seminar.
Like maybe thing. 15 years ago.
Yeah. So my, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily. About 2005 or something, maybe? Oh, I think before I'd
just had Jasper. Just before blogging took off.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And so then we just sort of were in touch, like, through that sort of stage. And then the potty, and then we decided to do the potty together when we did, started with Woog and Berry.
No,
is that it?
We started to become friends with a group of people from Twitter.
Yes.
And we started the Twitter Lunch Club.
We had the Twitter Lunch Club.
And then we had the Emergency Dumpling Summit.
For the family realignment.
When
the Wasband left.
Left. And then we realised we had more in common than not.
Yeah.
Basically the ability to laugh at each other and with each other. We have never had a fight.
No, never.
We've never had crosswords.
No.
It's a very easy friendship and one that I value immensely.
Yeah. We can always just turn to each other and go, I'm feeling like shit.
Yeah, and like.
But then we can also just, you know, laugh and carry on like idiots. So that's how we know each other. Donna asks a very pertinent question. How does it feel to be media superstars? I wish we had a better clothing allowance.
I wish we had like someone that would just go and get me Chico's right now.
Mm.
I haven't had my legs waxed this year.
Mm.
I don't have any scented candles or perfumes named after me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't have a wine.
We should do a fragrance called the Hot Flush.
We should.
What should it smell of? Something, pheromones and...
No, something sort of fresh and green. That almost not like a perfume, like a spritzer for when you're really hot and you just it just spritzes you and makes like your skin feel fresh.
Green tea and aloe and lemon.
Cucumber and mint.
And vodka.
Vodka.
Product vodka.
Maybe like a vodka cruiser, but as a body spray.
That would be great. Do you want to talk about your pillow? Vanessa wants to talk to you about your pillow. Talk
God. Yeah, that's the other thing. This week it was all about my pillow choice and my green dress. And yes, who was talking about the
Vanessa.
Pillow? Vanessa. What's she doing? Oh, finding the pillow. Yeah.
Hello?
Oh.
Hi, I can't. I'm on the radio. What's up?
She's on the radio.
You have to ring your dad. Bye.
Oh, Vanessa, pimples on the back of your neck from sweating. I know. Isn't being a woman great? Isn't being a perimenopausal, menopausal woman awesome?
There's lots of good things about it.
A friend of ours has like a fungal infection on her back from sweating.
I know.
And she's not the first one I've heard who has that.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, what's the great thing for you about being at this age and being, you know, in this stage of your life?
I really don't care as much what people think of me.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in my 20s and 30s worrying about what other people thought of me.
Yeah.
When I was probably like 10 times hotter and more confident and more clever and witty and capable. And now that I am where I am, I'm not afraid to let people go.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say no.
Ooh.
And I don't feel the need to be obliging in other people when it doesn't put my needs first.
Ooh.
Unless they're dear friends, you know what I mean.
But yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, yes. Like if a total stranger says, oh, you know, can you come over and blah, blah, blah. Of course I'll do that because I'm a kind person. But I'm trying to think of something.
Yes.
You know when... Anyway, I forgot what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
That cruiser went down well.
I feel much more, I feel sort of relatively competent and confident in my life.
I'm less patient, but in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't have time for shit. Yeah. I waffle. People waffling and hovering and like, things that can be done in 5 seconds that people want to drag out for 45 minutes.
I know.
Things that can be done in a phone call or an email.
Yeah.
People want to have a face-to-face.
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit.
I hate that
bullshit.
Sort of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fake, though. Oh, Nikki. So Nikki says, I'm new to this group and I haven't listened to the podcast. Nikki is mum. She has a Felix and her Felix and my Felix played rugby together. And she's just an awesome, awesome human. I'm very cranky you haven't listened to the podcast. You have to listen to it on the bus going into work, Nikki. Empty nesting and rediscovering your identity. We have talked about this. And don't forget, guys, on the Facebook page, you can search for stuff and it will bring up conversations that have talked about that sort of stuff in the past. But, Nikki, I think we might come back to that and we might maybe we'll do something on the pod. Like maybe we'll push it to the top as its own conversation starter or something.
Yeah, okay.
Professional jealousy without feeling it. Without feeling insecure.
Yeah. Dealing with professional jealousy without feeling insecure. I've got something to say about this. I've got a lot of friends who work in the media, specifically television, which is the breeding ground of insecurities. If you ever feel bad, go and, like, watch people do television. I used to do a fair bit of television and, like, it is, in my opinion...
It's eye-opening.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely cutthroat.
If you ever want to wonder why some of those, you know, of those media personalities just become these ogres of
the
self-importance
ego.
And ego, all you need to do is actually go in and witness like a, being on set or witness,
the
like
the way they speak to each other, the way they the rumors and like it's all true. If you haven't watched Morning Wars on Apple TV, it is as close to the truth it can get. Having said that, I have one friend who works on screen. She gets in, she does her job, and she gets out. And this, to this person, whose name I'm not going to mention because she's asked me not to, professional jealousy. Get in, do your job, and get out. Do not get involved in any of the politics behind it. Don't join sides. And if someone asks you, do you know, just say, I really don't have time to even think about that because I've got to run.
Yep.
Just get in, get out, and do your job.
And the other thing is, this is one of the things I quite like about our age range as well, is we have our friends. Whereas you look at sort of young 20s and even 30s, because your work is your world, then your workmates become your friends. And
you spend too much time with each other.
You spend too much time together. And I love the people I work with. Like, I love them. We're such a great team and we have a great time. And then we all go our separate ways.
Yeah.
We all go home and lead rich and fulfilling lives outside of the workplace.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Don't look for that. Don't look for those things to make you feel good about yourself.
No, from just know that you can do a decent job and you get in, you do it your best, your abilities. Don't get involved.
Claire has a really good question here. She says, I'm 47 and newly single. I don't have hobbies where I mix with people. I don't have kids. Just didn't happen. And I'm okay with that. I work full time plus. So evenings I'm tired. I'm quiet when I first meet people outside of my work environment and I don't want to put people out. So how do you meet new friends? How can I find my tribe? What can I do at weekends that will help me meet people? Well, we need to find out, Claire, where you live, because hot flushes are now forming
chapters.
And so if you're, I don't know, like wherever you are, there may well be a hot flush chapter who's getting together.
Yep, and they're starting to get together and they're having fun and they're making connections. And look, you're all the same. I know there's no like racist, bigots, homophobes or anything out there, because that's just not our jam.
No.
So I'm going to assume that you're one of us.
Yeah.
There's plenty of us out there.
And I think I know you say here, I don't have hobbies where I mix with people. So I don't know what your hobbies are, but there's other ways to mix with people. If you're doing a hobby that's quite solitary, there's other ways you can mix with people who do that same hobby. And even if it's initially joining
Do you have a hobby?
Do you have a hobby?
No. Unless Netflix is a hobby.
Yeah. Is cooking a hobby? Is my cooking a hobby?
That's a hobby.
Is it? I guess.
Yeah, of course it is. Thanks for bringing something over today, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Do you know I haven't baked? Like, I haven't baked a sweet thing in 2 weeks.
It has been noticed.
Yeah, I know. I was going to bring Hazmat a cake last weekend.
For his birthday.
Yeah.
He did ask about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyway, getting back to our
video. So, Claire, it's about also just thinking a bit differently, thinking outside the square of going, okay, well, I really love doing this, whatever it is, painting, jogging, a sport, I don't know. But so how can I find, avenues to make friends with that?
And also, put your big fucking girl's pants on. Do you know what I mean? And put yourself out there. I don't mean to be nasty, but it's like...
Wow, that escalated quickly, didn't it, Claire?
Going to come and knock on your door, darling, and say, let's be friends. You've actually got to look at it like dating. It's like when I first moved into this area and everyone was like, don't be friends with her.
I remember.
Don't be friends with her because you'll end up on the blog. And I'm like, oh, Susan, you're not that fucking interesting. And it took me a while, but I have found the most, and you know them all, they're the most brilliant group of women. So, but
Woogsy's like, tribe, like her local tribe, they're just the best.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've got different friends for different reasons.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to fall, we're the odd bods.
Yeah.
We're not the norm, we're the odd bods in this game.
But also this thing like where, you work full time plus, so evenings I'm tired. Yeah, well,
everyone's tired.
Yeah.
Like, I go to trivia on a Tuesday, and if I'm tired, I'll go, ugh.
I love
and
that.
As soon as I get there, like, we're friends, we know the other teams and whatever. I don't feel like we've answered that properly.
No, I think we've given her some tips.
I'm sorry for yelling at you, too. Jesus.
Well, she does actually, what can I do on weekends that will help me meet people? Maybe a bushwalking group, if that's your thing. Like,
yeah. or there's plenty of things to do.
Yeah, or like a movie group or a book club or a, I don't know, something like that. Garden club, if you're into gardening.
Just find out. Well, I mean, you obviously got interests.
Yes. Okay, Deborah's just shaming us for the fact we talk about all these ideas and then never deliver on any of them. She's going, where's your YouTube channel? I know. And we need to do that because Grover wants to do it and then us, pay him. Yeah.
Okay.
So we do we need to do that. Okay. Michaela. Michaela had a bad week.
Tell us about it.
She said, fuck me. If I'm not seeing you crazy bitches every day, I'm not fucking happy. Look at those goddamn faces. Also, the fucking humidity is killing me and I'm in Adelaide.
Oh.
I said to her, that is mean. You guys have enough shit to deal with without humidity. Did I tell you the story about the guy that I work with who said that Adelaide was like a slice of dry toast? Like that was what it was like? And that Brisbane was just Adelaide with better weather? And you all know the story of me going to Adelaide with Rob and
crying four times.
One day. Yeah. Seriously, you two are saving my goddamn fucking life. Had some bone dead loser. I'm going to use that from now on.
I love this chick.
Had some bone dead loser abuse me during the week for not giving him enough room to reverse his trailer into a driveway. Sitting on a busy road with your fucking reverse lights on is not an indication of where the fuck you want to reverse into. So good. That's so true.
Can we get this girl to come right for us?
Was very prepared for the window abuse. Had he come over at me, I was going to tell him I was going to stab him in the neck because you should never fuck with a perimenopausal woman. I bloody meant it too. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, girls. Michaela, you get the gold star this week.
You get the jam.
Gold star.
Jam.
Oh, fuck, I owe so many people so much jam. The list is just growing. Cindy. Oh, ladies, is walking enough for health and well-being? Yes.
Yes, just do it.
And Cindy, actually, one of our listeners, Sarah, who is my dietitian, doesn't that sound just professional?
And she also does tarot card reading.
No, she doesn't. She's actually a proper dietitian. She was saying that there's like half an hour's walking reduces your risk of heart disease and your risk of diabetes and stuff by like, I don't know, 15% or like it's big.
Yeah.
So
walking is free. My only tip is like sometimes just jump in the car and go to another neighbourhood.
Oh, yeah. You
get sick of looking at the same houses.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for joining us again. Thank you to all our new members. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we enjoy delivering all of our information.
I'm sorry I monopolised everything so much and earlier sorry on there.
Yelling at one of you.
Yeah, but it seems like someone bears the brunt of it each week.
I know, and I'm really sorry about that. But I am on day two. To be honest.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm on day two.
I'd just like you all to know that we're currently sitting in a room that is air conditioned to 20 degrees and sweat is still just pouring off me.
I'm going to go and put her in a colder room. Thanks for joining us. And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.